back. It's so great to be with you again. We are back with our Parenting Reality Bites podcast. We're in season two. And today we are talking about, is it too early for Christmas? So before we continue, why don't we quickly go around and we'll start with by introducing ourselves. Why don't you kick us off, Paula?
Hello, I'm Paula. I'm married to Stephen, and we have two children, Joshua, who is 11 and a half, and Wilbur, who is 8 and a half, and two dogs, Bertie and Scooby. And Bertie had to go to the vet yesterday. That was not a good day. But anyway, on to Grace.
I'm Grace. I am married to Fraser, and I have two girls. They are 6 and just 4. And we also have a dog.
My name's Ivan, and I'm married to Christy, and we have a little girl. She's about to turn 7, but it seems like she's 17 at this point. So lots of good stuff with that, as you can imagine. We don't have any pets. We have dodged that bullet, but it is slowly creeping on us. And thanks to Paula and Grace's incessant messages and books to remind her on how to look after a dog or a puppy, it seems to be in our future. So we will be getting a puppy at some point.
My husband would happily donate one of ours to your cause.
By the sounds of it, your poor dog sees the vet a lot, so no thanks.
We'll keep that one.
And not that you are bad dog owners, just that the poor thing gets itself into situations that it can't get itself out of. So, is it too early for Christmas? I don't know about you guys, but I feel like Halloween has been overshadowed. Not that I have a problem with that. I think we kind of... our little girl kind of steers away from the Halloween section quite. She kind of puts her hands next to her eyes and has like blinkers on and then just walks straight through because she doesn't like looking at that sort of stuff. But I just feel like it's just kind of been overshadowed by Christmas this year. And this is this big drive wherever you go. It's just tinsel and chaos. And then there's been this big Amazon days, the big 2 days, the last couple of days, and I was on there yesterday trying to get something for Paula's making a note as you talk.
I didn't know about that either. I'm like, how did I not know?
Well, I'll tell you why I bring it up. It's like I'll be a great parent. I'll get her something she's wanted. It's a little bit more expensive, and it's on a deal, so it's like half price. 2021, people, is when they'll be able to deliver the thing to me. So I was like, what's the point? Because this one item is so, like, popular at the moment. March 2021 is when the expected delivery date was.
And that's not even near anything for your daughter with a December birthday.
With a December birthday, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Happy Easter!
It's like, here's your puppy. / from Amazon. So yeah, that didn't happen. But... you know, are we getting into Christmas too early? I'm surrounded by some Christmas fans, so I'm going to look at Grace. What do you think?
I love Christmas. When we did our introductions, I was going to say, I'm married to Fraser, a.k.a. the Grinch, because he's just like, he's not anti-Christmas, but he's just not fussed by Christmas. And I'm like, how are you not fussed? It's like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But I was having this conversation with my mum last night. As you, those of you who have listened to this podcast know, that I'm a fan of our local garden centre. I've already been there to see their Christmas display, and they do it really well every year. And I said to my mum, I don't know, it's like amazing this year, but is that because everything's been a bit rubbish, so it looks more amazing? I don't know. But like, it's just so nice to see it all because it's a happy thing, isn't it? Rather than like searching for toilet rolls and tinfoil and everything else that you haven't been able to get in lockdown. Yeast, Paula. Remember
flour.
That?
Bread flour.
What about you, Paula? You're also a big fan of Christmas.
I do love Christmas, but I'm also not very good at thinking 24 hours ahead of myself. So, which frustrates my husband massively because he has the next 10 years planned. So we're quite a good mix. I suppose we meet somewhere in the middle. Well, no, I don't meet in the middle because I don't plan 5 years in advance. But yeah, so I love Christmas when it comes. I really do, but yeah, it's not on my radar yet. So when literally this morning, a Christmas present arrived from a friend, my son's godmother, who's wonderful. But the Christmas presents for the boys arrived this morning. And what's the date? It's like the 13th of October. And that 14th. Well, see, I'm 24 hours behind. I'm not even ahead today. And yeah, so that is really, really epic planning. Although what I do, after Christmas, in like the couple of weeks after Christmas, I do tend to think ahead to Christmas next year in the good old sales and try and get some bits together for if I see things that I think, oh yeah, so-and-so would like that next Christmas. So I have got a box of things, but yeah, I'll think about it. And I'm a 1st of December person. That's when our decorations go up. That's when I really start to think about it. I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight, so I can't really think of the 25th of December, to be honest.
With our family with Christmas, and if my wife could, this whole house would be wrapped in lights, and there would be string lights around the fence. You know, people would think it was the second coming. This house would be so lit up with lights if she could get her hands on that.
So Bethlehem is your house.
Yeah. But yeah, we really enjoy Christmas a lot, and actually, probably Christy more than me. I try and show some restraint right up until about middle of November, and then it kind of goes out the window. But yeah, in terms of it being too early, we were just chatting about it earlier. I think it, but you know, is it a way for? And it's certainly we're not promoting any conspiracies here at all, but you know, kind of, are we looking at this as the government going, let's just get Christmas out there, let's just, you know, give something to look forward to, let's, you know, I mean, you don't quote us for certain, but actually it is a way of kind of going, now we just need to wrap this year up. It is it would be 9 months to the day that we would have been in some form of lockdown by the time Christmas comes around. And actually, don't we just need something to kind of break that? And I wonder, you know, kind of looking ahead, kind of coming out of the last couple of restrictions, what if they would ease anything in terms of being able to go and see people or overnight? Because actually, you're probably going to get this overwhelming bunch of cars on the M25 trying to get to wherever they need to get to see family and friends over that point. Coming out of that, what I suppose is it really? The guys mocked me about this question, but is it Jingle All the Way? Is it really going to be this happy time, or are we looking at this actually? Is it going to be more stressful for us as families, kind of given the current climate? Grace.
I think the last time we were on this podcast, it had just been my daughter's birthday and we were kind of talking about that. I think for us as parents, it's potentially more stressful because your willingness for your children to have a good time and, you know, making everything feel brilliant. But I think for children, it's always the case, isn't it, that like, well, certainly for my children, the less I kind of say and the less I kind of expose to them the awfulness of a situation, they don't see it. I think as long as you're there with your children having a great time, opening presents, being together, doing all of that, I don't think they see it. I think if we make this whole narrative of this Christmas is going to be awful to our children, then they do see it. But I think if it is just what it is, then, you know, it's brilliant for them. And it's okay for us to feel sad about Christmas maybe not being the right thing. And like, I know I certainly did with my daughter's birthday when we were in isolation, and I just had to have a little private cry moment in the kitchen by myself and kind of mourn that, and then think, how am I going to make this the best it can possibly be? And it's so interchangeable, isn't it, at the moment? We just don't know what the situation is going to be.
And you've also got another birthday in December, don't you? So you've got double trouble, don't you?
Yeah, so my daughter's also turning 7 the same week as Ivan's daughter, and she's already saying to me, what will my birthday party be? And I'm like,
less than 6 people.
It's going to be daddy and me and your sister. Woo-hoo! And we're going to have to, like, I don't know, you have to, like, enter some crazy party entertainer mode, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, balloon animals and, I don't know, fancy dress.
What about you, Paula? What are your thoughts?
Jingling all the way. this is what happens when you don't think about it. And then Ivan asked me these questions and then I have to think about it. Our Christmases, so I'm an only child, so my parents are stuck with me. We don't do massive Christmases. My husband is one of 4 boys, and 2 of those live in Australia, and his mum is near us, and another brother. So we can, like, we have talked about it, because, like I said, my husband has the next 10 years of Christmases planned. I think it will be different. We often use Christmas as, like, a real refreshing, relaxing time, because this term is a long term, and especially this year, my eldest has started secondary school. So I think we'll be crawling our way to the Christmas holidays. So we do tend to use it as a time to really rest. And we do a few special things, like we try and do one, like, special day. Last year we went to the Festival of Lights at Longmeet. I think that is still going on. So we may be, unless things change before then, we may be able to book something like that. So I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not down about it. I think it's like Grace said, it's sort of what you make it, and you have to, as parents, I think it's our responsibility to still make it happy for the children. Even if we're not really feeling it. So, and my boys, they're old, my children are older, and so they do recognise that things are different, and that, do you think COVID will still be here next year? And those sorts of questions. But my eldest is very pragmatic, black and white, so he's, I'm not particularly social. So he's very much like, home, great. We'll still have Christmas food, all is well. Actually, that's me. So I think we'll still be able to see, we'll still see the usual people that we see. We just have to make sure we're doing it in our less than 6 groups. So I think unless the guidance changes, and then we just sort of have to make the best of the situation if that does happen. But yeah, as it is, we're moving house in the meantime as well. So that's, we could be in our new house. And so, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I haven't really thought about it very much, as you can probably tell, but I think it will be what we make of it. And so we just have to try and make the best of it.
Yeah. I think for us as well, similarly, in terms of, so we've got our little girl, like Grace mentioned, they're a week apart. So their birthdays are a couple of days apart. So, because it's kind of managing that tension and managing that expectation, in terms of, what can we plausibly do? What can we safely do? And actually, what's within reason in this time? And I'm trying to manage a seven-year-old's expectations. I said 17. expectation of what a birthday is now. And given the fact that, by the time we get into Christmas, it's going to be different again. Are we going to be able to see family? Traveling in and out of certain areas is not the done thing given the current guidance. And that's been, you know, one of the questions, you know, are we going to see granny and granddad? You know, are we going to see cousins? And it's like, well, actually, if there's more than four of them, we can't go anywhere, you know, because, you know, we've got to stick to this guidance. And then kind of traveling into in and out of these hotspots. So in terms of it being managing that, and is it really jingle all the way? I think that's the kind of tension we're trying to manage. Otherwise, Amazon is still great. You know, they still do one-day deliveries. You know, that's where it's at for us. And actually, I feel really good about that because I don't have to be grumpy at people pushing me in line. So, you know, if there's anything good to come out of it, you know, I don't have to be worried about Christmas shopping with 1,000 people in a mall trying to get the beer deal, the best deal, or anything like that. So, I'm okay with that. And you know, if you hear this podcast and there's still 16 hours to get onto an Amazon deal day, so crack onto that.
I'm looking as we speak.
I could see Paula starting to scroll, like, oh no, this is when last minute planning doesn't work out.
So yeah, I think that's kind of where we are trying to manage that.
That is also the downside to not planning. So now Ivan's asked me that question. I'm now going through like Christmas last year. And I'm like, oh, on Boxing Day, we had all our friends, like we did like family on Christmas Day. And on Boxing Day, we invited friends round for like, let's come and eat all the leftovers.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh no, we can't do it. So I sound all like, oh, it'll be, we'll make the best of it. And then I'm like, oh, actually, Paula, you're thinking about it.
Can you imagine if the government just gave like a 2-day amnesty or something?
Oh yeah, could you imagine that? Oh.
Can you imagine all the motorways? They'd like, this country would implode.
Yeah. yeah, that'd be interesting.
It would be interesting to see how the COVID cases rise after the
spike on the 26th. So yeah, and I think what's kind of hitting home for me coming out of the last announcement, everything gets reviewed every kind of 4 weeks, but actually they're saying like, this is 6 weeks, this is us until, I mean 6 months, this is us for a while, you know, kind of managing hotspots and guidance and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, man, that's a full year of us being, you know, and, you know, we keep coming back to it. How naive were we when it all began? We're like, yeah, it'll be 2 weeks. It'll be a couple of weeks. We'll just need to put enough craft stuff together for our families for a month at the most, you know, and then we'll be back to normal. And now, you know, we're still as churches, as charities, we're kind of seeing, well, how much can we continue online? What can we do safely, engaging, you know, families and kind of managing all that. So, you know, particularly now when Christmas can be quite a lonely period for a lot of people, you know, how we carrying that is where we are as well. So let's dive into kind of post Christmas. You know, Paula, we touched a little bit on the things we kind of do after Christmas in terms of having people around. Actually, it's that undo the top button of your belt and relax, trying to cope with all the food you've eaten and all that sort of stuff. But is that really what's going to happen? I mean, if I don't know if the government would give a 2-day amnesty, but you know, kind of post Christmas, what does that feel like for you guys? What are you guys thinking about as we go look into the new year? Paula.
I think I was just thinking when you were speaking about, you know, did you ever think we'd be here like 6 months on or 7 months on now? But I was thinking back to like the first podcast we did, and I think we talked about the term the new normal, and I cringed and died inside because I was like, no, please don't let this be the new normal. But actually, I suppose that's what it is. I think at the time I was in the midst of homeschooling and was like, no, I can't do this long term. But now the children are back at school, I suppose it's just being able to get on with other things a bit more and able to manage it, you know, having some time where they're not here, so being able to manage that. So I think if it carries on like this, I feel quite able to cope with it like it is, after
if it carries on into 2021, which I think it will, if you listen to the science and things, it sounds like it will do, possibly until they find a vaccine. So I think it's, I think my thing of dealing with the next 24 hours is my way of coping, because if I tend to think too far into the future, that's when I tend to spiral, of my thoughts spiral of, oh my goodness. So I think it's a bit of my brain, God was good to me, is good to me all the time, but gave me a brain that planned for 24 hours so that I don't often think, oh, what's it going to be like in 6 months time? And so I think, yeah, if when I do think about it, I think, well, if things stay like this for into the new year, then that's okay. Like, we can do this, people. It's fine. And it's just, I think as time ticks on, you know, the school letters came out at the beginning of term saying this will be until the new year, and then time gets nearer and my son still says, do you think we'll still be starting school at 9:30 in the new year? And you sort of go, maybe, could be, looks like it might be. So I think we're just, it's very hard. I think especially if you are someone, which my husband would openly say if he was here, he is someone who likes to control situations. Yeah. And if you are someone who is like that, which I am in some areas, but this I seem to be okay. If you are a control, I suppose the term is like a control freak, then this situation is very hard because it's not something anyone can control. Yeah. And so you're having to go with like a short term, like you said, the government are sort of updating every 4 weeks. And so you're having to let go. And that's very hard to do for lots of people. And I think that's when they talk about the rise in mental health issues in this situation. I think that's I've got no medical background whatsoever, just to clarify. But I'm making the assumption that's probably where lots of it comes from, is it's people thinking, oh my goodness, I'm out of control and I can't plan that far ahead because I just don't know what the government are going to say and what we'll be allowed to do. So I just think it's very hard. So me and my little 24-hour bubble, it's all good.
What about you, Jace?
Ivan's now like, and over to one of those control freaks. I think Paula's hit the nail on the head, really. I think because I really did have to like mourn the not celebrating in the way I thought I'd celebrate my daughter's birthday, and it wasn't to do with that, really. It was to do with the letting go and the not being able to control. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not a bad lesson to learn in life anyway, is it? Especially like, for those of us who believe that God is in control, it's a good lesson to learn that we can't orchestrate our whole lives all the time. So I think it's just learning that life is going to be up and down. I think I shared before that someone once said to me, like, you're very middle of the road, not, you know, not highs and not lows. And that has not been my experience over lockdown. I've had so many highs and so many lows. And I think it's just learning that we're going to live with that for a while. You know, things are really great. We have like, you know, the Christmas decks are out and that's a real high in shops. And then there's been a COVID case at school and a real low, you know, like it can change any minute. And I think it's just learning that that's what life's going to be like for a little while, and to celebrate even the tiny victories, because those little highs have become really big highs now, haven't they?
I think similarly, you know, coming into post Christmas, you know, how we manage the January blues, we were talking about that. I think that's going to be, you know, how we take care of our mental health. That's going to be a big thing. You know, it always just seems that little bit colder in January, doesn't it? And it's just I don't suffer with it badly, but we certainly get to the end of January and we're kind of looking at February and it's like, really, can we do another month of this? But just, you know, I'm kind of in my head kind of already thinking about, you know, when does our girl go back to school? When does Faith go back to school? What can we do in that week to kind of bump up mental health resilience, you know, just to kind of see us get a good chunk in of like, whether it's just relaxing as a family and we kind of doing day trips or whatever, but what are we kind of coming out of this really, what would be a good high, you know, Christmas and being together and, you know, probably a lot quieter for a lot of us. And then, you know, what are we doing kind of post that, going, actually, we just need to kind of get some of our, get our vitamin D levels up. Let's get a good quality time in, just do that, you know, just so we can boost ourselves through. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about post Christmas, and then managing whatever happens in the kind of coming out of what they say, you know, coming out of Christmas. You know, if they do open the gates and say, well, go bananas for 2 days, actually, is that the best, you know? And let's be honest, New Year's is going to be one of those nights where people are not going to listen. Do you know what I mean? And actually, is that, you know, and how do we set moral standards in this time and guidance and all that? So that, I mean, it seems like I'm trying to solve the world's problems, but it's just stuff that we're trying to manage as a family. You know, actually, we don't really want to put ourselves at risk at any of those points, or put anybody else at risk. So, you know, we're just trying to manage that tension for ourselves at the moment. So, yeah.
And you guys were supposed to be going to South Africa.
Yeah, so and I don't know if you've heard, BA are kind of going through this really tricky time all of a sudden, where they're kind of going, well, is air travel where it's at all of a sudden? I'm like, can you make this decision after 2022, please, so that I can get on the plane and get back? So, we were supposed to be in a warmer climate for Christmas, yeah. But again,
instead you'll be stuck here zooming with us.
We'll have to do a Christmas. We'll have to do a Christmas leftover on the 26th via Zoom. Yeah. get one of those Facebook cameras that follow you everywhere in your house, and you can just do.
Just do as long as
you would not want to see that.
As long as it's not another lockdown quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If anybody suggests that over the Christmas period, I really will be the Grinch.
Remind me to bring that up at the next podcast, Paula. So moving on, I think that got really heavy. So moving on to a lighter note. You know, Grace, you were talking about some wins, some really highs for you guys. Tell us a high. Give us a high.
Oh, I don't think over lockdown, I feel like, I think because it was such a pressurized environment, we had loads of like really big parenting wins and loads of absolutely epic fails. Yeah. I feel like they have like kind of all squished down into like something that all looks a bit similar now. So, I mean, just even things like my daughter came out of school the other day and she was star of the day. And that's what they do at her school. They have like a little star that goes on the window so you can see who's been star of the day. And before, I mean, of course, I'm proud of, she could, you know, walk down the street and I'd be proud of her. She doesn't have to do anything, but that's just highlighted as even more of a win now, just because, you know, they haven't been able to go to school. She went for one day over the whole of lockdown. And she comes out being star of the day for making good choices and being polite. And you think, that's brilliant. Like, that's amazing. And normally I'd be like, well done, that's really good. But it just, I was like, tell Grandad, you're star of the day. Tell Uncle Andy, you're star of the day. Like, because it just feels amazing now. She's been star of the day before. But so I think it's just those sorts of things that feel really good again, normal things. So, So yeah, nothing spectacular, but just those everyday things that are just so good to get back to.
Yeah. What about the Bennett family?
A parenting win. I'm racking my brains. we're having a funny joke with my eldest son at the moment is going to has started secondary school, like I said, and he is catching the train. So we live in a village just outside Andover, and he's catching the train to Salisbury. and he has to take a lot of stuff with him. And my eldest son is an amazing human being, but his organisational skills are shocking. So my younger son will be fully dressed, ready for school, on the doorstep with all of his stuff, having done that all himself. And my eldest son will still be in his pants, doing some type of dance in front of his mirror. And we're just like, what? And so he, so far, so have we been at school for 6 weeks, nearly 6 weeks? He has managed to forget his, leave his boot bag at school with brand new football boots in that were bought the week before. He's managed to lose those at school. Unfortunately, we found those. And then the next week he left his water bottle on the train and we didn't find that. And this week we had a call on Monday to say he had left his boot bag with his school shoes and his school shoes that we bought in August, his school shoes and his school tie on the train in the morning because they have to wear their PE kit in. If they've got PE because of COVID at the moment, I think a lot of schools are saying they have to wear their PE kit in. So he has his PE kit on and he takes his school uniform with him to put on afterwards. So his brand new school shoes, pretty much brand new, his school tie and his socks, he left on the train in the morning. Didn't realise he had done that until just when he went to get changed after PE and put them on, and then calls saying, Mum, I'm really sorry. And bless him, and he is so sorry. And he calls me, he doesn't phone his dad, because he knows if he phones his dad, he's going to get a very different response to what he gets from his mum. Oh, don't worry, darling, it's fine. Come home, come to me, it's fine. dad would be like, get on that train and stay on it until you're in London and find that bag. My husband's lovely, by the way. And so I feel like I'm talking about a fail. But the win yesterday, he calls me at 4 o'clock and I'm
thinking, building up to the win.
I'm thinking, oh my days, he has lost something else, or he has missed the train, because we've had that twice as well. I've missed the train. And I answer the phone and say, hi, Joshy, how are you? In my lightest, most positive note, inside thinking, oh my days, what have you done now? And he said, I didn't lose anything today, Mum. And I said, progress, my love, well done. And so, yes, that was my parenting win for this week, is that he, yesterday, on one day, out of 2 days of the week, he didn't lose anything. So that was progress. I didn't mention the fact that the lost property thing still hasn't. Oh, and he did find the lost property page for the train on the internet by himself, and is keeping an eye out for his boot bag with his school shoes. But at the weekend, we shall be trooping off to buy new school shoes. And I just don't have the heart to make him pay for them. My husband would. Oh. I don't.
A win for us kind of just going through those highs and lows with a 7-year-old, kind of going from one extreme in terms of similarity. Well, so yesterday, we don't live that far from school, so we've really tried to walk to school and back. A couple of days, it's been raining heavily, so we went and picked her up in the car a couple of days in a row, and then yesterday it wasn't raining at all. So I was still stuck in a Zoom meeting. So my wife went to pick up our daughter, and I managed to finish early and decided I'd go and meet them halfway. So I get there and I'm building this up as well. There's just this lip dragging on the floor. And I was like, what? And she sees me and everything's okay. And starts kind of acting normal again. And then my wife tells her what's just happened. And so then our daughter storms off and starts running up the road. So I'm like, well, I've just arrived. What's happened? She's like, she's upset because we didn't pick her up in the car today. So she didn't want to walk home. So I was like, oh, well, so there's no choice now, because, you know, and I'm much like your husband. And I'm like, well, you know, that's just tough nuggies. You just crack on. Do you know what I mean? So she didn't want to walk home. But what was funny for me is that she ended up running the whole way home because she was so grumpy with us. She literally ran the whole way home. Apart from when she needed to cross the road when I was like pointing finger at her, telling her to look out for cars. But she's pretty much sprinted the whole way home. Anyway, to bring it back to the whole thing, she comes back. She's been really big in kind of realizing her moods lately. She kind of realizes that she's like in this. She's just coming out with the sweetest things. And like she drew us a picture. I would have shown you guys. But she drew us a picture and put it in a frame. She'd be like, I'm really sorry I made this picture for you. And like she's been getting really good with her notes. She's like, I'm really sorry I've been grumpy, Dad. I love and appreciate you and Mom so much. You know, so like that's been a really good win for us. Because we spend so much time kind of talking about managing our emotions and how do we deal with that, and actually sorry goes a long way and all these sorts of things. So that's been a big win for us, a big high for us. So, you know, there's little nuggets.
And there's the difference between boys and girls. My win is that my son hasn't lost something, and your win is your daughter has written a beautiful note telling you how much she loves you.
Maybe you need a star in your window, Paula. You can just put Josh's name on it when he doesn't forget something. Josh, you're star of the day. You are the star of the day.
That's great. We're going to call it a day there. It's been great spending time with you guys. And I think it's been 9 months. Well, it's been 7 months, but I think we're about to finish in under 40 minutes, people. And that is going to be a record.
That is a parenting win.
That is a big win.
It's a podcast win.
So from myself, Ivan, Paula and Grace, it's been great spending time with you. Wherever you are, have a blessed week. And we look forward to spending some more time with you. We're going to wave. And nobody else can see us. So I'm going to say bye.
Bye.
Bye.